Q&A. You can find my Waste Away podcast on iTunes and the Google Play Store. On the podcast, I answer questions from listeners about the Chantel Railway. I have included the most commonly asked questions in the section below to help you along your journey. Question: do I need to always leave food on my plate? What if I'm giving myself smaller servings of food? Answer: in the beginning of this journey, I think it's a good practice to leave at least one bite of food on your plate to mentally free you from bondage to food. The truth is that when you wait 20 minutes, you're going to realize you're already full anyway. Practice letting go of the clean your plate mentality. You're learning to listen to when you're hungry and when you're full.
Numbers 9, 15 through 23, NIV. On the day of the tabernacle, the tent of the covenant law was set up, the cloud covered it. From evening till morning, the cloud above the tabernacle looked like fire. That is how it continued to be. The cloud covered it, and at night it looked like fire. Whenever the cloud lifted from above the tent, the Israelites set out. Wherever the cloud settled, the Israelites encamped. At the Lord's command, the Israelites set out, and at his command they encamped. As long as the cloud stayed over the tabernacle, they remained in camp. When the cloud remained over the tabernacle a long time, the Israelites obeyed the Lord's order and did not set out. Sometimes the cloud was over the tabernacle only a few days. At the Lord's command, they would encamp, and then at his command, they would set out. Sometimes the cloud stayed only from evening till morning, and when it lifted in the morning, they set out. Whether by day or by night, whenever the cloud lifted, they set out. Whether the cloud stayed over the tabernacle for 2 days, or a month or a year, the Israelites would remain in camp and not set out. But when it lifted, they would set out. At the Lord's command, they encamped. And at the Lord's command, they set out. They obeyed the Lord's order, in ordinance with his command through Moses.
This passage almost seems comical, but I love it, and it's so applicable to how we should eat. The Israelites started and stopped whenever the Lord told them to. I start eating when I feel my stomach growling, and that to me is like that cloud. When my stomach growls, God is giving me permission to eat. Question: what if I'm plateauing and not losing weight? Answer: there are four things you need to do in conjunction with intermittent fasting to lose weight. If you feel like you're stuck and not losing weight, check these things up the list to make sure you're actually doing them. 1. Use a shorter window. One of the first things I do to escape a plateau is decrease the length of my eating window. I'll add a few more 24-hour fast days to my week to increase my results. A 24-hour fast is easy for me to do. I can eat a meal at 1 p.m. and not eat again till 1:30 p.m. the next day. That's a 24-hour fast. 2. Wait for your stomach to growl or wait for your stomach to get empty. Don't lose track of getting to true hunger. Your first meal of the day should never come before your stomach growl. There is a very small percentage of people who will be physically hungry but won't hear a growl. 3. Eat when you're hungry. While you may not wait for a stomach growl to eat your second meal of the day, you should still be waiting until you're actually hungry to eat. We never eat unless we're hungry. Pay attention to your hunger scale. You should only eat your first meal at a 1 and your second meal at a 1 or 2. 4. No overeating. This is the most important factor that you have to be honest with yourself about. You cannot overeat no matter what. If you're still eating too many calories, you're not going to lose weight no matter how much you fast. You should only start looking at calories after you've confirmed that you're doing those four things. Take 1 week to evaluate what you're eating and what number of calories you should be consuming to lose the weight you want to lose. You might be surprised by how many calories are actually in the foods we eat. For example, there are 90 calories in just 1 tablespoon of peanut butter. That can add up if you're not careful. Question: can I be paleo as a vegetarian or vegan? Answer: you can, but you're going to have very limited sources of protein. You'll need to eat a lot of nut butters and things like pea or hemp protein. You'll need to drink protein smoothies, for example, to get what your body needs. Question: what if I'm reaching the end of my 6-hour window and my stomach isn't growling? Can I eat? Answer: let's say you waited for your stomach to growl and you began your window at 12:30 p.m. Your window ends at 6:30 p.m., but maybe your stomach hasn't growled by the time your family is eating dinner at 5 p.m. Let's go back to the hunger scale. For the very first meal, you need to be at a 1 before you start your window. At your next meal, like the 5 p.m. family dinner, you can be a 2 and eat something really small. This way, your stomach doesn't growl just after your window closes, leaving you feeling tempted to eat. Question: what if I like to have coffee with cream in the morning? Answer: if you're the kind of person who lives for their coffee with cream every morning, you're going to have to make an adjustment for a little while. It is possible to have coffee with cream and no sugar every morning and still get results. If you decide to do that, just know that you may not get results as fast as someone else. This is because you're elevating your blood sugar when you drink that. I personally recommend you don't do it. However, if that is your one hang-up that's keeping you from starting this plan, then keep your coffee with cream. To be honest, when I was interviewing all the thin eaters, almost all of them had coffee with a little creamer. Some had it black, but most had it with cream, no sugar. Whatever you decide to do, it's best to wait and drink coffee 3 to 4 hours after you wake up, or at least until you start getting hungry. Caffeine is an appetite suppressant, so when you drink it, it pushes you so that you can fast a little longer. On days when you're fasting but you feel like you just have to eat, that's when you drink the black coffee or unsweetened tea. Coffee can be very high in acid, so people who have a lot of digestive issues should try a low-acid coffee, or just drink water if you have stomach acid issues. Question. Once I break the seal, I get out of control. Once I have one chip, I have to have 20. Once I eat one French fry, I'm going to eat the whole thing. What if I don't know how to stop eating? Answer. The reason you're out of control is because you've deprived yourself of the foods you want and told yourself that these are bad foods. Yesterday, I went to Ocean Breeze Water Park with my family. One of them got pizza, one got a hot dog, one got French fries, and they all got ice cream. I asked my husband for one bite of his pizza, and it tasted disgusting. It was like the worst thing. Then I had a French fry, and I thought, those are the worst fries ever. It was very easy to stop eating. The most I ate was 3 bites of ice cream. That goes back to the rule of decadent foods. Just have a few bites. The point is this. If I didn't have that stuff, I would have been sitting there thinking, I want that pizza. I want those fries. Instead, I had one bite of all of them and thought, eh. I decided that the food was so disgusting that I wasn't going to eat. I wasn't starving hungry, so it wasn't a problem. I've made a decision that I'm only going to fill my body with things I truly love. Why am I going to waste my calories on foods that are just eh? Question. I have low blood sugar. Can I do intermittent fasting? Answer. I've had a major problem with low blood sugar, so I absolutely understand what it's like. I woke up this morning not feeling well, so around 8:30, I decided to take my blood sugar. It was 63. Anything under 70 is considered low, and when you're fasting, your blood sugar should be between 80 to 100. I don't feel good when I'm in the 60 to 70 range. Now, remember, I'm not a doctor, and this entire book is based on my personal experiences and what works for me. This is just my personal advice based on being someone who's had low blood sugar for a very long time. Consult your physician before making any change to your regular eating habits. 1. Get a monitor. First, you need to find out if you indeed have low blood sugar or if you're just constantly spiking and crashing because of a high sugar diet. Get yourself a monitor and actually test your blood sugar. If this is truly a problem for you, then you might want to eat smaller meals so that your stomach growls sooner and you can eat again. 2. Move around. Typically, when you exercise, your blood sugar drops, but I have found in my own experience that when my blood sugar is really low and I exercise and have some caffeine, it actually goes back up. Do a little research and you'll find that there are other people who have a similar reaction. 3. Drink unsweetened tea. Like I said before, I woke up this morning with my blood sugar at 63. I got up, walked around the house, and drank a glass of unsweetened tea. By 11 a.m., my blood sugar was 104, which is actually considered pre-diabetic. I went to Lucky Oyster later and had egg whites with spinach and onions, as well as an egg and cheese biscuit, with half of the biscuit removed. 20 minutes after the meal, my blood sugar had only risen to 125. That's pretty good for it to only rise that much after eating a whole meal. Unless your blood sugar is below 70, you shouldn't be eating when you're in your fasting time. Look, you're talking to the low blood sugar queen. If I can do it, so can you. You just have to check your blood sugar to see where it really is. Also, confirm you actually have a low blood sugar problem and that you aren't just addicted to sugar. Question. I want to try intermittent fasting, but I have low blood sugar. Can I go that long without eating? Answer. I had low blood sugar as well, so I absolutely understand what it's like. The crazy thing is intermittent fasting will actually help regulate your blood sugar. If you hang in there, you'll notice it gets better. If you begin intermittent fasting while having blood sugar issues, you'll need to do a good job of gradually weaning yourself off of a long eating window. You may have to start with a 12-hour eating window, then step it down to 11, then 10, and so on. Intermittent fasting's effect on blood sugar is really fascinating. Question. Is intermittent fasting bad for my blood sugar? Answer. If you've reached this far, then you already know the answer to that. One of the biggest benefits of intermittent fasting is the positive effects it has on blood sugar. Keeping insulin from being introduced to your system for 18 to 24 hours helps you burn fat and keep your weight down. Always check with your doctor before you start a new dietary plan. but I've learned that much of the time people don't experience low blood sugar as often as they think. Sometimes people are just fatigued because of something other than low blood sugar. My blood sugar is more stable now than it was when I was eating foods with a low glycemic index. Question. I'm really concerned about doing intermittent fasting because I have low blood sugar. I'm afraid I'll pass out. Answer. First, you need to determine if you actually have low blood sugar. If it's just a fatigued feeling and not a doctor's diagnosis, it's probably what you're eating that makes you feel lethargic. If you eat a huge carb-heavy lunch, it'll raise your blood sugar so high that when it comes back down, you crash. Adjusting how you eat is important. More protein and fewer carbs is how I like to eat with intermittent fasting. Also, getting fiber into your meals will help your digestion, so your body isn't working overtime and making you tired while it's digesting food. Question. I'm a type 2 diabetic, and I have been off of medication and on an LCHF, low-carb, high-fat diet for 8 months. When I try fasting for multiple days, my blood sugar drops to low 60s. I've been taught this range is too low, and it means I need to have food. Is this drop a normal short-term effect? Answer. Your blood sugar will be lower while fasting, but it shouldn't be low to the point of affecting you negatively. I think maybe the combination of fasting and the LCHF might be too much. You could try cycling in higher carb days, but that's a guess without seeing the foods you're eating. Again, always check with your doctor if your blood sugar is running too low. Question. Aren't you going to eat so much more when you're in your eating windows? Answer. In the beginning, I think you will. You'll have to remind yourself not to overeat. However, one of the benefits of fasting is that it gets you out of the habit of eating just because it's a certain time of day, and into the habit of eating only when you're hungry. It gets rid of the I'm bored snacking habit. That was a big deal for me. You have to be very careful not to eat out of boredom, even if you are in your 6-hour window. Question. What should I do if I'm having really bad bouts of being hangry? Answer. When I'm hungry and angry, I become a bear. One of the things that makes you hangry is your shift in ranges of blood sugar. When you're doing intermittent fasting, believe it or not, your blood sugar is more stable. I feel amazing right now, or super duper really good, as my son likes to say. So I'm going to go ahead and take my blood sugar for you guys and see what it is. I'm at 97. I feel the best when I'm fasting and my blood sugar is in the range of 90 to 100. It's when I'm in the 70 to 80 range that I'm not feeling good. Question, what if I'm not seeing results? Answer. If you're not seeing results, the first question you need to ask yourself is, what am I drinking? Are you drinking Diet Coke, coffee with cream, flavored water with sugar in it? These are all little things that can slow your weight loss. Believe it or not, they spike your insulin, and that's something you don't want to do. Keep in mind that losing weight takes time. I didn't lose anything for the first 2 weeks. That's why I don't recommend weighing yourself on a scale every day. Only weigh yourself once a week and at times when you're feeling really thin. Weighing yourself every day can discourage you. Question. Does this diet include a vegan option? If it doesn't, I'm not trying it. If it's not vegan, it can't be healthy. Answer. As long as you're following those other rules, you can be vegan if you want to be. Remember, the Chantal Weiwei is not a diet, so you can eat whatever you normally eat, and that includes vegan. Genesis 9 makes it clear you can eat meat, but if you feel you need to eat vegan, then that is perfectly fine. The Bible tells us to be tolerant toward each other in what we eat. Romans 14:5. Question. Can I do this vegan? Answer. You absolutely can keep a vegan lifestyle with this plan. You can do whatever you want as long as you're following the principles of fasting, never overeating, and only eating when you're hungry. If you're trying to do 80% paleo like me, then you're going to have to eat a lot more avocados and other vegetable fats. I believe God calls different people to different things. For example, God called me to give 90% of my income and to live on 10%, but he didn't call everyone to do that. If you want to be vegan, I'm 100% on board with that. I believe that the Bible is saying eat whatever you want. I believe that eating meat and avoiding a whole lot of dairy and gluten is the best thing for my body. If you feel like God is calling you to not eat meat, who am I to say to eat meat? You have to decide what is best for you. Question, how does the fasting window begin? Answer, if you're having trouble figuring out the beginning of your fasting window, remember that you are free to determine when you start and stop eating. The second you start eating, you're in your window, and you are considered to be in the fed state. Your eating window is closed the minute you stop eating and the fasting window begins. I talked to a girl this weekend who told me she wakes up in the morning starving, but is not a dinner person. If you're like that, you may want to do a 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. eating window. That's fine, that's your eating window. Your window is closed when you eat your very last bite. Now, some people argue that when your fasting window begins, you're not really in a fasted state. For example, if you finished eating at 2 p.m., You're not immediately in a fasted state at 3 p.m. because your body is still fueling itself off of the food you just ate. That's true, but it's not what we're talking about for the fasting window. We're dealing with the time you're eating versus the time you're fasting. You get yourself to the fasted state by waiting until your stomach growls the next day. It's an accomplishment when your stomach growls because now you're really starting to burn fat. Question: what if I'm required to take food with my medication in the morning? Answer: obviously, you'll have to break your fast in the morning, so you need to find something that will not cause your insulin to spike. Look for a high-fat food, something with cream or with a lot of butter. An egg is good as well. The yolk is very high-fat, low-carb. I would eat anything I could think of that was high-fat and low-carb, and I would eat as little of it in the morning as I could. Then I would wait for my stomach to growl before eating again. I definitely wouldn't try to have a whole meal. I wouldn't stress about it, but I would just make sure I've had enough in my body so the medicine wouldn't mess up my stomach. Question: what about body odor? Answer: I had a friend tell me that once she started fasting, she was getting more intense body odor. She said her armpits and breath smelled more. That is just a matter of your body detoxing. Use a lot of mouthwash if your breath smells bad. Carry an extra deodorant with you in your purse for your armpits. It gets better, but right now your body is trying to get used to it. It may be kind of unpleasant, but you should really look at it as something that's good. It means you're doing a good thing for your body. Also, it causes an unexpected positive side effect: more showers. If you have a problem with eating impulsively, showers and baths are really good for you. It de-stresses you. If you're having an issue with body odor, use it as an opportunity to bathe instead of eat and increase your weight loss. Question: what if I'm not losing weight during the 8-hour window? Answer: I found that women have a hard time losing weight if they're only doing 8-hour eating windows. It's not enough fasting time, and they're usually eating too much at each meal as well. If you're working out, though, there may be another explanation. You may not be losing weight on the scale, but your body composition could be changing. Take me, for example. I am such a muscle builder. My mom used to smack me on the butt and call me the Rock of Gibraltar because I am just a solid piece of meat. There's a lot of muscle in my body. So I have a jacket that I used to never be able to clasp both buttons, but now it fits just right. I'm not seeing the results I want when I get on the scale, but these other signs let me know my body is actually changing. Ultimately, you want to change your body composition more than you want to lose weight. Question: are artificial sweeteners harmful? Answer: here's the bottom line. You will not get the best results if you consume artificial sweeteners. The biggest area of struggle for most people is with drinking water. I have so many friends who say they hate water. They never drink it unless it's zero-calorie flavored water. However, I believe that when you do something for a few days, you just get used to it. For example, I used to always need some sort of Splenda in my tea because I thought unsweetened tea was disgusting. Now I can drink my tea with no sweetener at all. It's something you'll get used to. Question: can I have artificial sweeteners during my eating window? Answer: once you're in your eating window, you can have them as much as you want. Do I like it? No. Go back to the section on Chemical City. For me, artificial sweeteners are not good and I'll never eat them. I don't like the way they taste, and if I'm going to eat something sweet, I want it to be real live sugar. If you want to eat them, you're free to do so, but your results won't be as good. If you'll do a web search on the effect of artificial sweeteners on blood sugar, you'll see competing results. I think it varies for every individual. Forget the studies and try it for yourself. If you're considering having artificial sweeteners in your diet, check your blood sugar before and after having them and see what happens. Question: what do I do when I'm not getting the results I want? Answer: do more big power fasts. That's my technique to step up my weight loss. I wait a little later in the day to eat, and I drink more caffeine to get me through. Sometimes I'll eat 95% paleo instead of my usual 80-20 in order to move toward my goal. Question: what do I do when I go on vacation? Answer: I'm going on a 4-day vacation in a couple of weeks, and I'm going to extend my eating windows to 8 hours. If you're doing an extended vacation, like a month, I would suggest starting your window later in the day. You could do something like 1 to 9 p.m. I definitely recommend that you don't weigh yourself as soon as you get back from vacation. Like I've said before, I weigh myself when I feel skinny. Now, if you want to continue to lose weight while you're on vacation and not just maintain, then stick to eating one meal a day while being lenient on the 80-20 rule. Personally, I eat less while I'm traveling because jet lag throws me off and I don't do as good a job. A note about the enjoyment scale: you are never going to find something at the airport that's a 4. Airport food is just nasty. Even though you're on vacation, stick to 4s and 5s on the enjoyment scale. If it isn't good, just don't eat. You're going to have more fun on your vacation if you're feeling lean, so don't abandon the plan just because you're traveling. When you're on the beach in your bikini, you want to feel good. Question: are you getting enough calories when you eat one meal a day? Answer: I'm sorry, but my aunt weighs 90 pounds and she has never worried if she's getting enough calories. You're not going to ruin your metabolism by eating one meal a day. That's a myth. You need to get this sort of thinking out of your mind. You are not overweight because you don't eat enough calories. Let's be real honest with ourselves. That excuse is ludicrous and came from the diet industry. As always, eat when you're hungry and eat until you're satisfied on your big power fast. Don't use the big power fast as an excuse to get stuffed. This is very, very important. Question: I'm not seeing my weight change on the scale. What's wrong? Answer: I learned about something recently called the whoosh effect. It explains why you don't always see a consistent change in your weight every day while you're burning fat. Because of the law of thermodynamics, burning more calories than you consume results in weight loss as your body gets the energy it needs from your fat reserves. This isn't a theory, it's actual physics. If you don't give your body food, it has to use the fat in your body. So you may wonder why you can go a whole week and not lose weight when you know you were burning fat. That's where the whoosh effect comes in. It has to do with water retention. The idea is that your fat cells become filled with water as you're burning fat. Because of this, the scale doesn't change even though you did in fact burn fat. However, once your body finally drops that water, maybe 1 to 2 weeks later or more depending on the person, you lose a bunch of weight at once. That's called the whoosh effect. It's like the sound of your pounds being flushed down the toilet. Get it? It's not that you actually lost that many pounds overnight. It's that your weight loss finally caught up with your fat loss. I lost no weight at all during my first 2 weeks of doing this plan. My third week, I lost 6 pounds, and my fourth week, I lost 4 pounds. Whoosh. I lost all this weight. That's why I don't like getting on the scale every day. You're getting yourself worked up for no reason. Here's what I suggest as a better way to measure your weight loss. Get a pair of pants that you don't ever wash or dry and try them on regularly to see how you're progressing. I even prefer this method to measuring your inches with measuring tape. When you use measuring tape, you have to be sure to measure the exact same spot and pull the tape just right every time or your reading won't be accurate. Question: I'm doing intermittent fasting and now I don't feel well. What am I doing wrong? Answer: don't make the mistake of overdosing on the wrong foods just because you're allowed to eat whatever you want now. I've seen a lot of people who were eating really clean, but then went the complete opposite direction when they started intermittent fasting. Your body isn't going to feel well if you do that. This is why I focus on eating clean foods, even if they're not healthy. I know I have a high-fat diet. I don't worry about fat. I eat nuts that are high in fat, steak with butter and all that stuff, because the more fat I eat, the better I feel. It's chemicals that I stay away from because I like to feel my best. Question: how do I know if I'm getting enough nutrients in my body? Answer: I take a lot of vitamins because I feel like the food we eat doesn't have as much as I need. Visit chantelrayway.com/vitamins. Question: what are your thoughts on having a cheat meal? Answer: I don't call it a cheat meal because I eat what I want every day. On days when I'm not feeling great, I fill my body with super healthy foods to get my energy up. Right now, I'm craving Baker's Crust Gotta Have It Burger. Since I want to keep it clean today, I'm going to take away the bun and wrap it in lettuce. When I need a lot of energy, I don't eat as many carbs. I'll eat red meat because my iron levels are lower than the average Joe. So I'm going to have this burger wrapped in lettuce with some fries for potassium, and that will be my one meal for the day. Question: what are your thoughts on alcohol and wine? Answer: I went to a pool party last night and someone asked me if I wanted champagne. I told her no because I don't like to drink my calories. I have a ton of friends who do intermittent fasting and really like to drink. The Bible says that Jesus drank wine, and I believe drinking is fine as long as you don't get drunk. There are also health benefits to drinking red wine. I'm a proponent of drinking wine if the Holy Spirit leads you to. I'm just not a drinker. I probably drink 2 or 3 times a year, and I don't love it. I actually have this mental block against drinking because all of my years of dieting. It's this thought that if I don't drink my calories, I can have more to eat. I have plenty of friends who are very skinny and would much rather drink their calories than eat them. The main thing is that if you're drinking, you're doing it during your eating window.